My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This wasn't slow at all. When Brett McMurphy comes on, the people listen. He is a great college football analyst, reporter. He's at the Action Network. At times can be very controversial. The message boards love to hate him.
Oh, yeah.
Which tells you you're doing your job.
Message boards love to hate everybody, though.
They do. They do. But in the college football landscape, like Brett McMurphy, people have gone after him. Listen to what he says about Ryan Day potentially being on the hot seat this year, the Ohio State football coach.
The narrative inside the program and outside the program is it's national title or bust. But I've talked to some other reporters trying to think about the last time there's been a school that's gone into the season that's had that attitude, national title or bust. And then what's kind of ironic is the AP preseason poll comes out August 12th. They're going to be ranked number two. Like, they're not even going to be ranked number one, but their whole mentality is national title or bust. Obviously, all the guys that decided to come back to Ohio State instead of going to the NFL. I just wonder if with all that pressure there and all that focus there, if maybe they play, instead of playing to win, they play not to lose, and if that impacts them in any way. But look, Ryan Day on the hot seat. I mean, if Ohio State's dumb enough to fire him, he'll have a job in 5 seconds if he wants it somewhere else.
So McMurphy cannot believe any of the discussion that he could be on the hot seat. And now I am looking at the odds. They got emailed to us overnight. Bet online. You know, Billy Napier, 4-1. Sam Pittman at Arkansas, 5-1. Seventh on this list is at 12-1, Ryan Day at Ohio State. We had another list that we referenced a couple days ago. The infamous Yardbarker list.
That's Ryan the Day, one they all talk about.
Ryan Day, number one coach on the hot seat on that list. Now, Danny, I want to get your opinion first. Before we talk about this, but obviously it goes without saying, anybody that's heard me knows that not only should he be on the hot seat. I mean, he absolutely is.
I mean, you think he should have been fired before. The thing that stood out to me about this is he said, you know, it's national title or bust, and then said they're not even the number one team in the country. Like, there can be multiple programs that feel national title or bust every single year. Ohio State's in that group. They're in that group with Alabama, with Georgia right now. Like, I would say those are the three teams that feel that way every year. He's absolutely on the hot seat because you know what he has? He has maybe the most talented team in college football. He has had the most talented team in the Big Ten every single year he's been there. You know what he's not done? He's not won the Big Ten since 2020. He's not beaten it since 2019. Think of everything in our world that has changed since the last time Ohio State beat Michigan. How long ago that was. And I know that you're going to bring up the COVID thing, that Michigan backed out of the 2020 game, and that's fine, but that's still a year that counts as Ohio State didn't beat Michigan. They didn't lose, but they didn't beat Michigan that year. They've not won that game since 2019.
I think they would have been like 25-point favorites in that game.
Sure, but that game didn't happen, yeah. So you can't give him credit for a win that didn't actually take place.
No credit. Absolutely not.
So how many Ohio State coaches ever have gone 4 years without beating Michigan and survived? And if that happens this year, it'd be 5 years without beating Michigan.
Obviously,
that doesn't happen. That does not fly in Columbus.
Obviously, if it were up to me and people that thought like me, it would have never gotten to this point to begin with. The fact that Michigan won a national championship last year, that's on Ryan Day. I don't know how anybody could look at it any other way. Can he recruit? Sure. I mean, he's been absolutely incredible, but how much of that is the amount of money that boosters have raised? And anybody that thinks he wouldn't lose his job if they lost to Michigan again, of which they will be a heavy favorite this year. Of course, there's no Harbaugh. How many players went to the NFL? How many, you know,
it's
top
a different
three?
Program than it was a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, look, they've got one game on their schedule where people will probably pick against them this year in the regular season, and that's the Oregon game.
And that'll even be split. Like, there will be people that will pick against them, but it's not as if it's going to be a unanimous selection for Oregon. The other thing that I think is worth bringing up in this conversation is Ohio State has a new athletic director on staff now. And it wouldn't be crazy for that new athletic director to want to have a new football coach too, because he didn't hire Ryan Day.
No.
And if Ryan Day is not bringing the immediate success that Ohio State does and should expect this season with this particular football team, I think that makes it easier to move on from Day, because the athletic director didn't hire him. Like, if Gene Smith was still in place, the old athletic director was still there, maybe it's different. But because there's a new AD, it changes things.
So we had Ross Bjork on this very show last week, and it was a great interview. But I can assure people that Bjork has a much cozier relationship right now with the donors, with the boosters, with the NIL collective than he does Ryan Day. He can just let Ryan Day do his job. I mean, Ryan Day has assembled an incredible team. Him and his staff have put together an incredible team. Now it's time for them to do what they do, which is win a bunch of games, which they do. They will blow out a lot of teams. The schedule is Charmin soft to begin the year. I know there have been many years where that hasn't been the case, but this year, I mean, look at the schedule. They'll flourish.
You think they'll beat Akron?
I think they should be in command of that game. I saw.
What about Western Michigan?
I did see the Mid-American Conference preseason standings. So, yes, they should be okay with that. With all of that said, if people just aren't paying attention to how this stuff works, if they don't think not only is Ryan Day on the hot seat, but that it's over for Ryan Day if they lose to Michigan. They're not paying attention to how the world works. They're not paying attention how politics work. I've seen a lot of people compare politics to college football over the last week with what happened in our country. And the boosters, the donors, whatever you want to say, they are the ones making these decisions. Sometimes it's very easy for an athletic director because they can just see when the money is cut off. And I can assure you, if you lose to Michigan, that money will get cut off. I mean, there's been $20 million spent. They will not fund that program and that guy if he keeps his job, which is why I know he's not going to keep his job, because it'll be the easiest decision ever to move him and part ways with him. So Brett McMurphy can laugh at the question, which he did at the start of that, all he wants, and get to the point where he thinks there's no chance that he's on the hot seat. He 1,000% is on the hot seat if they lose to Michigan this year, especially considering who's left at Michigan and who's out the door.
Yes. If they don't, now, what if they lose to Oregon and then don't win a national championship? What if they beat Michigan so they accomplish that goal, which is the goal? You know, I don't know if that's the goal you care about most.
So they
get to the playoff. They don't win the Big Ten. They lose to Oregon.
They don't win the Big Ten. And so now,
but they still make the playoffs.
They would not have a bye.
They don't win the national championship. No, but say they win a playoff game, maybe two. Say they make it to the Final Four.
Me personally,
would you fire Ryan Day?
Yes. Okay. I would fire Ryan Day.
Why?
Because he's holding the program back at that point. They have the most talent in college football, arguably. They have the most expensive team money can buy. What more do you need? How many more resources do you need? You couldn't win with C.J. Stroud, Marvin Harrison Jr. Think of what I just said. You couldn't beat Michigan with those two guys.
This guy's never beat Michigan.
So I think
wasn't even close ever.
That would be nice to beat Michigan this year, but you are still falling well below your goals and well below what that NIL collective, what Ross Bjork is coming here to solidify national championships and continue your prominence. That would not be a good indicator of where things are heading if you struggle like that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.